Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone. It is Red Men Bite Size, Thursday, the 28th of September. I'm Paul Machin. Let's go through all of the Liverpool news stories during the round today. We've got some interesting Liverpool stats off the back of the 3-1 win over Leicester. Jürgen Klopp talking about Szoboszlai's grenade of a strike. Wataru Endo has been speaking about his role in the game. Jürgen also talking about Liverpool's right-back situation. We now know who the Reds are going to face in the EFL Cup fourth round. And this kind of broke a day or so ago, but we haven't talked about it anywhere as yet. Sofyan Amrabat, currently on loan at Manchester United, it's been revealed that he was very, very close to joining the Reds instead. So, we'll come to that in due course. A few stats to kick us off. Andrew Beasley at Bass Tune to Red last night put this one out. Liverpool have tonight fielded four of the five players they've bought in 2023 and they've all got a goal or an assist. Yes, very positive indeed. One of the things that really I noticed from the game, I took my young son, actually he's not so young anymore, but yeah, young enough. And I was talking to him about the players that Liverpool had on the pitch, and it was quite interesting that how many of them actually were new or settling into the side, both in terms of young players like Doak, but obviously signings like Szoboszlai as well. But yeah, really interesting to see that the lads who've been brought in are performing on the pitch for the Reds. Michael Reid, another great follow, football data editor for Opta Joe. We've got a couple of good ones. First, Ryan Gravenberch is the first player to assist a goal in both of his first two starts for Liverpool in all competitions since, play along at home, Ryan Gravenberch is the first player to assist a goal in both of his first two starts for Liverpool in all competitions since Jordan Ibe in August 2013. There you go. If you knew that one, give yourself a huge pat on the back. But yeah, positive start. Hopefully his career at Liverpool has a little more longevity than Jordan, although he was a very exciting talent at the time. Another one then for Michael Reid. Michael_Reid, 11. Liverpool have both won and scored 3+ goals in 5 consecutive games in all competitions for the first time since January 1986 under Kenny Dalglish. Yeah, Liverpool have both won and scored 3+ goals in 5 consecutive games in all comps for the first time since January 86 under Kenny Dalglish. That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. When you consider especially how many goals Liverpool have scored at times under Jürgen Klopp. There's a little follow-up. This from Michael says, the last 4 of those have all been 3-1 wins. The longest run of Liverpool games finishing in the exact same result/score since they had 5 1-0 wins in a row in February, March 1974. I mean, yeah, I do love a good weird stat. I don't know about you, but yeah, there's certainly a couple to add to your pub ammunition, or, you know, probably more likely your social media ammunition. Right, moving things forward, Jurgen Klopp has been discussing Dom Szoboszlai's goal, haven't we all? This is Anfield.com, right? Jurgen Klopp has hailed a top bloke, Dominic Szoboszlai, after his grenade from range helped Liverpool fight back for a 3-1 win over Leicester. They say it took Szoboszlai just 5 minutes from coming off the bench at Anfield to turn the tie on its head, firing in from distance to make it 2-1. His second goal for the club, the Hungarian's latest strike, was just as good as his first, with Klopp asked if he encouraged his number 8 to shoot from those positions. I would argue that it was better than his first, to be honest, although left foot maybe get some extra points. Anyway, Klopp said, "I don't have to tell him to shoot. He knows better than me that he has a pretty good skill. The next one, which was slightly over, was another grenade. You can see that. In Premier League games, everyone tries to block him. That's why he hasn't come through yet. But if he comes through, it's a good chance the ball could be in. But super goal. The situation, Wataru passed the ball through, and in that moment, there is no midfielder. There is no defender who can then hold him. That's why it's so important after winning the ball to try and play the first pass forward, or at least have a forward-orientated idea. That helped there a lot." Really interesting. Just a side note from this. That's the first usage of the expression first pass forward that I've heard in about a year for Liverpool. It's all over Pep Linders' book that was released last summer. And that was a key mantra to how Liverpool play. And I just haven't heard it referred to since reading that book, of course, and obviously a lot of the fallout from that. But good to see that it's still very much on the sort of minds of the Liverpool manager, the coaches, and therefore the players as well, to be progressive, to be front foot, to go and try and create dangerous situations rather than just, you know, hold, maintain, backwards and sidewards, that kind of thing. So yeah, bit of praise there for Wataru Endo, which leads us on to the next point here. This is in The Athletic. Their headline is, "Wataru Endo's best Liverpool display yet shows he is adapting to different demands." It leads out, this is by James Pearce, "Wataru Endo was eager to get home. It was a big day as my 4 kids started at their new school. I haven't heard yet how they found it, but I'm looking forward to hearing all about it. I'm so happy that my family are here finally. We've moved into a new house and everything is good. I can't wait to see them. Family is everything to me." He goes on to say, Pierce says, "Endo looked more composed, more at ease with what had been asked of him as he used the ball intelligently." And Endo says, "I enjoyed it so much. I thought I was better than the other games. I'm happy that I was able to show who I am. Defensively, I'm trying to adapt, like I played in the second half tonight. I wanted to play like that at Newcastle and in the Europa game, but I understand that I needed some time. It felt so good to play the full 90 minutes, and I felt like I was able to make a difference. If I keep playing like I did in the second half, then I hope I'll play more in the Premier League. I feel ready. I have to perform like that in every game. The system is different. The game is faster, and my position here is a little bit higher than it was. The manager doesn't want me to just stay in front of the defenders. I have to go higher to try and get the ball at all the time. Here, we have to win every game, but I don't feel pressure as a result of that. I'm humble, but I have the mentality that I'm here because they believe in me. It's exciting to be a part of it. This is my dream, and I'm enjoying it. We have done great so far." Really, really good. I think he really talks positively. That's the kind of attitude you want. And one of the things that was kind of referenced, this is maturity. You know, this is not a young player. He's younger than me. But he comes with a wealth of experience. Obviously, Japanese international captain as well. And yeah, he hasn't exactly set the world alight, particularly when you're trying to compare him to Szoboszlai, and even compared him to someone like Alexis McAllister, who wasn't maybe bought for that position but is getting in that position ahead of him. There were elements from that performance last night that will be very, very encouraging indeed.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? we wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
On the back of that, we know that Liverpool will face Bournemouth in the fourth round of the League Cup. The only real downside to that is that they have been drawn away from home. The match is scheduled to be played on either the 31st of October or November 1st, and this is Anfield, right? That will come between a home meeting with Nottingham Forest and an away trip to Luton in the Premier League, which led to either side of the fixture. And in terms of the schedule in general, so the fourth round is the week commencing October 30th. The quarterfinals is the week commencing December the 18th. Semi-final first leg, week commencing January the 8th. And the semi-final second leg is week commencing January the 21st with the final on the 25th of February. It'd be interesting to see whether Liverpool can get that far, to be honest, because obviously they've got a great record in that competition. The League Cup is very much Liverpool's competition. But how high will that remain on the agenda? An away trip to Bournemouth is probably one of the worst draws that they could have had outside of the obvious drawing one of the really, truly big names, just in terms of the highlights from the rest of that draw. Manchester United have drawn Newcastle United at home. So, yeah, obviously that would have been a bit of a nightmare. Chelsea have got Blackburn at home. Everton, Burnley, the Sean Dyche derby. West Ham host Arsenal as well. But interestingly, in terms of some other ones that kind of draw the eye in another way, Mansfield getting Port Vale, Exeter, Middlesbrough, and Ipswich, Fulham. Obviously, Fulham being a Premier League team makes that a slightly more tricky fixture, but there's one of Mansfield and Port Vale will be in the next round, and one of Exeter or Middlesbrough as well, which Liverpool will then be hoping, you would guess, to be able to pick up that. But given the squad depth that Liverpool have shown so far, I'm not sure there's many teams that they would fear, to be perfectly honest. But that is that. I accidentally skipped over this one, but I'll just quickly talk about Klopp was asked about Curtis Jones at right back. He said, we couldn't play Stefan Bicetic long. We have to be careful with him. Joey Gomez will be okay for the weekend, but was not okay for today. For Trent, it is too early. So I needed to find solutions, and Curtis was always in my mind as a potential solution there. What did you make of Curtis Jones' performance at right back and carrying the captain's armband as well for the young Scouser? Let us know. You can always interact with everything we do by getting in touch with us on Twitter at the Redmen TV. And then just lastly, our headline story, Sofyan Amrabat. This was all over the place earlier in the week, but according to Matt Law, Liverpool were hours away from signing Sofyan Amrabat on loan. Man United midfielder allegedly came within a whisker of joining Liverpool. The Moroccan international's future was subject of much speculation over the summer, but he ultimately made the move to Man United on loan from Fiorentina. He was hours away only for a last gasp issue to hold up the deal to Liverpool, which allowed Ten Hag's side to win the race for his signature. The report that this originates from claims that the problem came from Amrabat's camp, and Liverpool ultimately switched their attention to securing a deal for Bayern Munich's Ryan Gravenberch. Really interesting stuff that. Obviously, he was very much quite clearly on a shortlist of players that Liverpool were watching who were effectively, I guess, the backup options for a number six. Liverpool had gone with Lautaro Endo. We've seen persistent links for Andre as well. And obviously, I think Liverpool were made up to be able to get Gravenberch over the line. We've already seen his input, as mentioned by the stat earlier on. But yeah, Amrabat could well have been in Liverpool red rather than United red. Interesting stuff. Okay. If you want to get more from Redmen, more around Liverpool, then do consider heading to redmenplus.com to check out our wide array of podcasts and documentaries. Journal Insights every week with Neil Jones, getting you the inside scoop from the press box. Expert Insight, getting you the inside scoop from all elements of football, from coaches to journalists to statisticians, and a hell of a lot more. Dan Club speaking to industry insiders is there. And of course, you've got the Bias Football podcast as well, which is myself, Chris, Dan and Chloe on most weeks, talking about not just Liverpool but the goings on in the Premier League. Really good podcast, highly recommended, and exclusively on redmenplus.com. anyway, thank you so much for listening to Bite Size. Have a great day. Ta-ra.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.